Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. This is our Bible study segment. So if you have your Bibles, or if it's on a computer, or maybe, just on your handheld device, open up to 1 Peter. We're going to start in verse 10 today, and our teacher, Connie Stanfill, is here. Connie, welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, what are we going to be learning about today?
Well, Peter's going to go on and talk about our salvation, and he's going to show how God's Word has revealed that salvation to us.
Excellent. Well, why don't I read that? And then you can teach, and we'll go from there. So starting in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, it says this: "Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently with greatest care, trying to find out the time and the circumstance to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told to you by those you who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look at these things."
And so Peter is just writing about the incredible, glorious grace of God the Father to us, to any of us who live on this side of the cross and have had the scriptures explained to us in God's word, revealed to us. And he starts by talking about how the Old Testament prophets who spoke of Jesus coming didn't fully understand what it was.
Yeah.
And it's how gracious God is to have brought it all together for us, because we are privileged to know that. Remember how Jesus said that John the Baptist was the greatest of the prophets?
Yes.
But anyone who was in God's kingdom was even greater. And it's that sense that we have been given the greater privilege.
I have a question, though, because the Bible says that those prophets may not have known exactly what was to come. They knew that Christ was coming, and God was revealing that to them to serve us. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting, and so it shows that God uses each and every, I think it really uses, he uses each and every one of us in the time and place we are for his purposes,
yes,
for the good he's bringing about. And yes, the prophets were blessed to know God and to speak of Christ and to know something beautiful was coming, but he didn't allow them to fully know that. And we can go to Daniel as one example. Daniel had some incredible prophecies, and he was an intelligent man, and he understood things. But in Daniel chapter 12, he asked specifically, "So I don't understand what's going on." And really, the messenger told him, "It's not for you to know, Daniel. The book is sealed, and it's
yes,
for the end times." And that's what's going on. You get the glimpse that the Old Testament prophets were eager and knew God was going to do incredible things, but they didn't have the full picture. And we can look just even at the prophecies about Jesus, and we'll go back to one in Numbers. I'll read one to you. This is Numbers 24:17, and this is actually prophesied by Balaam. Remember that man who got in trouble with the donkey?
Yes.
And God probably actually had him destroyed when Moab was destroyed by the Israelites. But here he says, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab and break down all the sons of Sheth." And so it's really talking about the rise of David and David's greater son, the Messiah, coming. And so this is before the children of Israel even enter the promised land, we're getting a glimpse of Jesus Christ coming. Did Balaam understand all this? No,
nope.
Not at all. But we have the glorious privilege of kind of putting it together. Also, remember again when Jesus, after his resurrection, he's walking on the road to Emmaus with those disciples, and he showed them throughout scripture how it was pointing to himself.
Yes.
They didn't understand until he pulled it all together. We do know all throughout the Old Testament, you think about the prophecies of Isaiah and Micah and all of those about the Messiah coming, and they're beautiful, beautiful prophecies. We also know that God's word is effective because Peter writes here about those who proclaim the word to you, the gospel to you. Peter's one of those preachers, and again, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's God working in and through people to accomplish his word. That reminds us definitely of Romans chapter 10, where it talks about how will they come to know unless someone preaches, because it's by the hearing of God's word, understanding what he's done in Christ, that we actually come to faith. And so God's word is very, very important and powerful. But truly, when we think about what the prophets were predicting about Christ that people didn't understand, here Peter tells us there were two things: inquiring what time or what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ. Mm-hmm. So, Amy, when we think of that, can you think of any place in the Old Testament that predicts Christ's sufferings?
Well, I always think of Isaiah.
Yeah.
The Psalms, too, but especially Isaiah talking, you know, about that final time of the crucifixion and what would happen. Boy, there's so many rich prophecies happening right there, everything fulfilled.
Definitely. I just point our listeners to Isaiah chapter 53, because
yes,
that's so beautiful, because it talks about the suffering servant, which, again, the Jews of Jesus' day did not understand. They were looking for a political Messiah, but they didn't connect that to a suffering servant who would die for their sins. And so sometime read that when you have a chance, but I'm going to read to you Isaiah 53 verses 5 and 6, because that just points out, again, what Jesus has done. It says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was a chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."
Wow. Ladies, that is just so rich, and I hope that you'll go and read that. You know, you could even start at Isaiah 53 verses 3 and go all the way through 12 and just let that sink in, that that beautiful prophecy that came to pass when Jesus paid the price for our sin on the cross.
Yes, and so there's other verses in the study guide that just speak so strongly about how in the New Testament it's all coming together. God's mystery in Jesus Christ has been revealed to us. Paul writes in Romans, and Peter himself writes, and Hebrews writes about how that all those Old Testament prophecies come together in Christ. Paul writes, actually, that all God's promises are yes in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's in 1 Corinthians, and it's a beautiful verse. And so we've been given such a wealth of God's word, and it all points to Jesus Christ and the salvation available in him. We are privilege to be able to dive in and study and learn.
And I think the tendency, Connie, is that a lot of us, when we first become Christians, we really don't want to look at the Old Testament. We don't want to look at what the prophets have to say. It's kind of scary. It's a kind of, you know, we don't know what we're reading, and you know, until we really get into it and have an instructor. So I'm so thankful that there are Bible teachers who can bring you back to the Old Testament, because as we've been discussing here at the table, ladies, it all points to Jesus Christ, and it's so important to learn from the major and minor prophets.
Yes, they all have something very important to tell us, and it's a beautiful thing when we kind of connect the dots and understand again. Throughout history, God was dealing with our sin problem with the salvation promised in a Savior, and that's a good thing. Also, I just want to point out that last verse of this, it's kind of interesting. It says, things into which the angels long to look. And we find that also in Daniel. It talks about the angels didn't know exactly what God's plan was. And truly, God has done such an incredibly spectacular, amazing, awesome thing in saving sinners through Jesus Christ dying for their sins. The angels are still astounded, and they're seeing how that's worked out in our lives. And when they see sinners who have been born again and changed and actually becoming conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, they are amazed, I think.
It is amazing, and I think that we can be so thankful that God put us here in this era for such a time as this to be in a place where we can connect the dots. We've got his word, and we've got beautiful instructors who can share with us what this word reveals from Old and New Testament. I just want to read Romans 15, verse 4. It's in the study guide, and it says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." And that's really what this is all about, isn't it, Connie?
Exactly. Peter keeps coming back to that living hope we have in Jesus Christ, which the scriptures have told us about. So praise God for his word.
Amen. All right, ladies, we're going to leave it here. Nancy and I'll be back in just a moment to talk a little bit more about this and some especially interesting things you'll find in the study guide. We'll be right back.